live on the Be About It show, and we are once again live with our beautiful Genevieve and also our next guest on my right, which is Waitapu. I'm here to speak more about immunization, but also the importance of it. What is it about? Why do we need to immunize and, you know, literally get our young ones vaccinated or even just having generalized information about it? So both of our wahine toa here are here to speak more in regards to it and bring the kōrero to the community. So thank you so much, ladies, for coming into the studio today. And I'm going to pass the mic over to our Waitapu just to introduce her beautiful South and give us a little bit of a kōrero about your mahi.
Sure. Kia ora. It's lovely to be here. Thank you for having me. So, ko Waitapu toku ingoa. So, I work for Health New Zealand Te Whatuora. I'm a health promotion advisor working in the immunisation space. So, a lot of my mahi is based out in the community doing lovely things like this and meeting some of our lovely partners. So I met Genevieve about a month ago now, and it is through our Community Activation Fund initiative. So Health New Zealand Te Whatuora is investing approximately $1.3 million in trusted community partners to strengthen confidence in childhood immunisation through locally led health promotion initiatives. And Genevieve and her organisation is one of those partners that we'll be working with this year.
Love it, Waitapu. And in regards to immunization, just like, what is it about, my sister? Like, what is it about, you know, a lot of our community that needs to know about it? We had Genevieve come in, I think, 2-3 weeks ago to speak more of the basis of the project. But what's the goal? What do you want our community to be aware of? Why is it super important, like, you know, to just wrap around immunization, the basics of it, but also... you know, for mom and dad or even the whānau to be like, okay, it's like we got to get this in our family plan or we got to do this for our, you know, health or just thinking about how to look and take care of our families.
Yeah, so first of all, this initiative is about opening those safe spaces for whānau to have conversations.
Yes.
We have some whānau who are very proactive in getting their tamariki immunised, and then we have some whānau who just have access issues to actually getting the immunisation itself. And then we have some whānau who are just not sure.
Yeah.
And so that's what these initiatives are all about, providing an opportunity for breaking down those barriers to accessing the information, but also the immunisation itself, and then just providing an opportunity for whānau to have a kōrero, express some of their concerns, and for us to be able to provide them with the right information to then help them make an informed choice, whatever that choice is. But it's about allowing them the opportunity to have that information to make the choice.
I love that. And, you know, for yourself, being in the community, giving the promotional use, but also going out, and how has the experience been, especially for different mothers or fathers or different whānau that you've experienced with? How is it like in the community?
Oh, it's been amazing. So I've been in this space now for 2 years, and I went out there, I was given a task to do, and then when I got out there, actually speaking with people, it actually opened my eyes, and I realised, okay, there's so many competing priorities for whānau, and some people, it might not even be that they don't want to immunise their tamariki, it's that they've got to think about other things like kai and transport and power and paying rent and things like that. So we really adapted our approach, and that's how we've gotten to this point with our community partners, is we need to provide those wraparounds. So it's not just about speaking about you need to get your tamariki immunised, it's about what other supports might you be needing at this time and how can we help you meet those needs so that you can then put some thinking space into immunisation.
Love it. And we're going to come back for a few more questions with our beautiful Waitapu. On my left as well, we've got our stunning Genevieve back in the studio. She's taking this seriously, whānau, you know. This is not just a one-off coming into an interview, but sister, please explain about how this, you know, collaboration is super important for our ethnic communities, but also prioritizing to our African communities in that diasporic, you know, scene and space that we're always in.
Thank you. Thank you, Tina. It's always lovely to come back to your studio. Feel like house home for me. And I'm very grateful. I'd like to acknowledge Waitapu, who was very happy to come on the studio with me. So, like Shaz mentioned, the project is nationwide, and we're grateful enough and lucky enough to be successful with our proposal. So we took the project, and then we are trying to make it work well for our African community and some portion of refugees as well. So our project come with from the principle of it takes a village to raise a child. That's why we have named our project the Village Project. So it's action of everybody, not just the extended family, the cousin, the uncle, the niece. Everyone needs to come together to make sure we are protecting our children. And like Waitapu has mentioned, it's about having those safe conversation. And we know for sure that trusted information can be effective when it's delivered by familiar faces, familiar people in familiar places, and people feel safe and well enough to ask their concern, address their concern. And I really love the collaboration approach. So it's not just half New Zealand saying, there you go and do it. I really love this partnership we have got with Waitapu. She's here, so it's just so it's a relationship. It goes and come. We're giving. We are working together, and we are hoping to do the same with our community. That's why we have recruited about 12 ambassadors, community member. That's another aspect of working with the community together to be able to do this project. So, I'm excited.
I love it. And I'm on social media at the same time. So we've got three devices going at once. Just so all of this communication is actually coming out to you all with no filter, just pure, authentic kōrero. And Waitapu, I'm going to come back to you, my sister, because I think it's really important for, you know, when we're out in the community, especially for immunization. I've been seeing a few, I'm not too sure if you've been seeing like the flu disease that's been going on around, but also there's been rapid increases of just like a lot of tamariki getting really sick from a very young age compared to the statistics from back in the day, from the 80s, merging into the 90s, now 2000s. What has been the change, from your experience that you've seen when it comes to immunization? Because, like, immunization back in the day, like, it wasn't such a, you know, traumatizing thing. Like, I don't know, I've had this kōrero with mom when it comes to, like, we never used to have all these injections and all of this stuff. But I think just a question just to see how there's that difference of why there's immunization today, because I'm learning from you both.
Absolutely.
What's your take on that?
Obviously over time technology gets better, our research gets better, and so we come into more knowledge and we're able to adapt, and yes, our immunization schedule has changed over the last 10-20 years. The immunization schedule as it is now is it sets out the free vaccines offered throughout childhood for the children under 18 years. And the reason that they have that schedule is because that's when we feel those are the best times to immunise tamariki against particular illnesses. As I said, as time's gone on, our technology gets better, so we've had to adapt to that as well and adapt to new or emerging or changing illnesses as they happen.
Love it. So is it more so of the changes that are happening within the health system that has brought the question of immunization to the field for our families?
And I think too, you know, we have to acknowledge since COVID, there is a lot more information, there is a lot more questions out there, and part of kind of answering that is this initiative here. So rather than leaving people just to wonder or to get pieces of information from here, there, we thought, okay, let's provide people with the right information and then allow them to make the choice.
I love that. And, you know, information is super important. And what are some of the advices that you can give to some of our family members who are stuck and thinking, I don't trust this, especially for cultural barriers or sometimes not just cultural barriers. Some people are just stubborn.
Yes, absolutely.
No is no. What's your advice just to pass on to family members? It can be an auntie, an uncle, a nanny, just in regards to immunization.
Yeah, so what I, because I'm a mama too, so I know exactly what it's like. And even prior to working in the health space, I had these questions too. And so one of the things that I did, and what I really love about this initiative, is that we are partnering with some of our amazing people who are in the community. They are on the ground. They make connections with their communities. So they've already built that trust. And so being able to partner and say, look, we've got this information. You know your people really well. Let's work together to provide that information to them in a culturally safe way. So my advice would be to ask the questions. Absolutely ask the questions. And go to people who you trust.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. Yeah.
Beautiful Waitapu. Oh my gosh, we need to have like an Ask Waitapu. I'm going to put this on our stories. So if you have any questions for our wahine toa here, I'm going to flick it on our stories. So
awesome.
You
could,
you have all the knowledge. And I feel like it's beautiful when we have experts in the room, you know, who have access. That's the thing, is accessibility to the resources. And it brings me to my question, sister. In terms of accessibility, how is it, you know, from the conversations that we've been having over the months and weeks, have we been seeing an increase in our African communities coming to ask questions about, you know, health or getting to know our resources and say, it's okay to step out of your house and talk to people? Because it's something even I've learned as well. It's like some of our families are scared to step out of the house or even reach out to external resources for them to just, you know, get information. But what's your take on that, my sis?
Oh, thank you, Tina. I think it takes time to build where we have trust, but it takes time for people to start trying new things. They need to feel comfortable first. And I think just coming back to this project, that the beauty of the project is, well, just to get people to feel comfortable first, to know that they are not forgotten. This really showed that there is always the intent there to cater for everybody, but with the means that we have, the resources. So answering your question, we start to see now a bit of shift. It's not like people are really coming out. If I go back to the other platform we did for our community, the expo, we had about 300 people at the first one, and we have about 500 at the second one. We're planning another one in November, and we are hoping we have more people. It's just allowing people to meet us at their own space. But I think the most important, just for them to know there is something there for them.
Yeah,
it can be, they may come physically or they may ring. The call has been increasing. We have been getting a lot of call from our community to the organization, which is quite really good. It shows that people know they have somewhere where they can access information. So it's coming slowly, and I think it's just we are hoping to work with everybody so we don't get tired later on, so we are able to provide something that is sustainable and consistent. We can pass on the baton to Tina, to the Baba, 5 years later.
Yes, I agree. And I feel like this connection and this collaboration is so, it's great to see, because Genevieve, we have the expo every year and we get to see all the health workers that are coming into one space. And I find our community is, we come for that one day. We connect, we take the pamphlets, and then we go home, and then we don't really put that into action. So it's like finding that bridge of how do we keep that connection alive for people to reach out, and having the Waitapus in our community to, like, it's okay to ask questions, it's okay. And I've just learned that there's, like, you know, a 0800 free health line, like, you know, service that's provided for. And a lot of our people don't know that because, again, the English barriers, the understanding of the information, the knowing how to ask. And there's just so many different barriers that I didn't
see. Yeah, and that's a big part of why we want to do this. Yeah. You know, to be able to partner with our communities who know their community best, who know how to pass on the information in the best way. And just touching on one of your points about the trust and, you know, getting people to do something new. I think, too, like for a long time, health has expected people to come to them.
Yeah,
so a big part of this initiative is being able to actually bring our services back out into the community and letting people know you can actually, you can access this in your space. Yes. And that's what this is all about.
Mm. I love that. And in regards to what are we wanting to see? Like, what's the shift? Yes, it's immunization, but what's the goal for our community to have that connection with health, but also with information? Like, what would you both like to see when it comes to a healthy giving resourceful hub that we have this connection with one, the people, the whānau, the families and the mothers? Is it having an app? Is it having a go-to line? Is it having, like, what would you ladies want to see out of this project for the benefit of our whānau and families?
Well, I think from my perspective, I think allowing people to see that there is different avenues that they can access information. There is social media. We do have the 0800 number, but there are websites. Then there are physical locations like our clinics and things like that. But then we've got our community hubs and our community events and initiatives as well. Yep. So letting people know that there isn't just a one-size-fits-all. We're trying to cater to as many different needs as we can.
Yeah.
And just being able to get that information out there the best way that we can for people to be able to make those choices for them and their whānau.
Definitely. And I can just adding to that, it people knowing those avenues exist and feeling comfortable accessing them. I think from what we have seen from the expo, some of the barrier can be ourselves, that fear. Because it's a new system, it's a new avenue, we don't have it. You're not really sure how you can interact with them, but it's slowly for people becoming comfortable at accessing and trying to find help when it can be an interpreter or it can be just a support person.
I love it. And yes, we are on social media. And I've got a few more questions, ladies. We've got a lot of time. Actually, we've got just under 10 minutes, and I wanted to speak on what would you like to also see from a parent's perspective to come out to you both in terms of connection. If there's any types of advice or, you know, ways that, yes, you can call, you can message, you can PM, but what's the goal for some of our families as well to have a way of communicating, even if it's, some people like to speak, some people like to, you know, we have different ways of communicating,
expressing ourselves,
and I'm very expressive when it comes to dance, art, like it's finding that medium that really suits and is adaptable to all different, not just one kind of cultural group, like having that accessibility to everyone else. But ladies, put it out there on the floor for you both.
Thank you, Tina. I think for me, it's again, we mentioned before, it's for the family knowing that they are those avenues, they can feel comfortable, and also knowing that there are possibilities to cater to each individual. It's not like everybody is the same. The other thing with this project, we are not sure yet how it's going to go, but we are hoping to have intergenerational conversation. There is a trend that clearly shows some of us who have migrated here in New Zealand are kind of really hoping to vaccinating our children without asking many questions or
worrying too
much. But then we have our younger one, some of them born here who came younger, and then they have this tendency of questioning things. So if we can also, if this project can kind of facilitate those conversation as well between generation, that would be great. And hopefully from there it can lead to addressing other issues, but family can be reassured it's not a one, like Whitechapel has mentioned, not a one one size fits all. There are ways to cater for each individual, each family need or concern. So there is possibility for that. So they can be reassured they'll be well looked after.
Yeah.
I love that. And, you know, for these conversations, would you like to see like a different breakdown of like a series of different topics? Like, for example, when it comes to immunization, what type of immunization are you getting? Or like, how can you reach out for, like, because everything that you've been speaking about today, ladies, has been under a 30 minute type of 45 bracket. And I think what's exciting for those that are tuning in right now is we get to experience how we can break it down for you all. So over the coming weeks, you'll be seeing both Waitapu and Genevieve, or Genevieve, Waitapu, who comes in, explaining, I think, different ways of what's our conversations. Because I feel like that's what is probably needed from a social media perspective, is like, today's the opening, and then tomorrow is like something where, like, oh, these ladies just didn't come in for an interview. They're meaning business, you know, they want to get more information out to our whānau. So, I think that's the most exciting part. And I've also seen on the agenda the African Health Expo for 2026. So, Genevieve, if you can have more information about that. I don't even know when the date is or what's happening. So, if you can let our ladies and our community know that's tuning in right now.
So, our the Health Expo this year will be on the 21st of November.
Wow.
A few weeks after election. And again, so it's good that you mentioned before, when we do expo, we have noticed people come, they collect information, and then they go home.
Yeah.
So we're really trying to do, to provide continuity of services. So we had feedback with attendee, with service provider, and we are hoping, there is a team for each year. So this year, really, we try very hard to collaborate with PHO. So those are your GP, the local one. And hopefully we can connect people with their own PHO as well. So there is a kind of follow-up. People, they don't feel like we just come and go. And, of course, where they are comfortable. We are not forcing anyone. The team this year, we're hoping to have something based on nutrition. And, of course, always fun physical activity. We have to have that. People have fun physical activity. We have the bike. The bike blender will be there. Hula Fit will be there. We can confirm that.
We're there every day, sis.
And then there will be other activity, but I don't want to say more. So hopefully people will stay connecting to know what is happening, and hopefully they can make their plan to come. Definitely we are planning on maybe having another store where we put more accent about this project we are doing, because we are planning on having continuity on the project, so people know the is always opportunity to come and talk, or, you know. But yeah, look out for the 21st of November from 12 o'clock to 4 p.m. at Wesley Community Center.
Love it, love it, love it. Well, you heard it from the source.
Yes. Immunization. So we have a schedule. So we are hoping to have more speakers coming, not just me and Waitapu, so people have a bit opinion of everybody. It's the whole village, so it can't, the whole village. And, of course, we have different topics. The next one can be just about immunization, the vaccine, why people need to be reassured that those vaccines are safe, they've been tested, you know, the vaccine we have in New Zealand. There are even some vaccines I found out that are more used here in New Zealand, not in many other countries. So we are very, very fortunate to have those vaccines. So, yeah, we have different topic and the calendar, or if you have missed the vaccine. So we have give people all those options. They can, you know, to just think about what they were thinking of asking or where they were with reluctant, because it can be hard when you are home to do your own research. You need to go find where do I find information, and again, it reassuring people on the right place source of information. There are a lot of sources out there, but are they all the one you can trust?
Yeah,
June, to hear about where you can find good source of information.
I love it. And I also have to add in there as well, they've also got links. So after this, we're going to be posting up reels, stories. And also, if you got a question for the experts in the room, we can pass it on so you can answer them.
Yes.
We've got just under 5 minutes, ladies, and I wanted to give this opportunity just to say, what are some of the questions that you get from the community, just in terms of like indecisiveness or questions that some of the people that are tuning in that can, you know, relate to, that relatable kind of, you know, questions that, like, if you get this question or if you get a question like that, or if you have something that's stuck on, we can put some real examples that you may experience with, I will guess, families that ask.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, of course, we get lots of questions about the immunisation itself. Does it hurt? You know, will it hurt my baby? And that was part of the reason why I became a vaccinating health worker myself. I could go out and have kōrero with whānau and speak to mama about getting their baby immunised, but I wasn't actually able to answer the practical side of immunising. And, you know, you're able to have good kōrero with them about that and say they will feel something, but it won't last for a long time. We also get lots of questions about, like Genevieve said, are the immunisations safe? What's inside them? Why is there a schedule? What is in the schedule? Why do you have these immunisations placed here, here and there? And that's what I love about these initiatives, and that it's not just we're going to have a workshop on one Saturday and then we're going to disappear.
It's
phased out over a period of time so that people know we're still here.
Yeah.
We're here all the time. If, you know, you want to come back to us and have a kōrero about these same questions, and it doesn't matter how many times that you have to answer them, that's what we're here to do, is provide that information so that they can make a safe choice. But these events will have that information there. We have lots of different resources across different mediums, and we are always open to the questions and the feedback as well. Help us to be able to help our whānau and our community.
That's amazing, Waitapu, and thank you so much. And I'm just going to say it again, if you have any questions from our kōrero of today, don't be afraid to reach out. And I'm going to bring it back to Genevieve. The fear within our community, why is, like, what's something that you can share with our people about just this being scared? Like, that's a thing that I had to learn from, because when I had my first bubba, I'm just going to bring it personal. It's hard, eh? Because you're just, what's going in the body? But what's something that you can leave with our community, just in terms of, you know, not being afraid? We're here to support. And
no, you're definitely right. Now, I think the unknown is what feeds a lot of fear. That's why we have this, to provide information so people can be relaxed and try to find a bit more. And then, of course, make that informed decision. And about our community, we are really resilient people. We like not to cause trouble. Some of our community members think that trying to find more is causing trouble. Actually, it's not. It's just giving you that reassurance you want for your children and for yourself. So the unknown is most of what causes fear. So try to remove that unknown with getting the right information. And of course, at your own pace, when you feel you are comfortable, approach. And it can be confidential. You don't need to do it in public or any other way. They can come through the radio anonymously. They can contact us, so you don't need to do it publicly. And of course, it will be in a respectful way. We are here to answer those questions. So really try to dig, find a lot of information as you can. For trusted person, we will not bring something that will harm our community into the community. So I think people can trust us with that.
I really loved what you said earlier, actually, about the trusted faces and places, because that's what it's about. And I think that's what I was referring to before, about not expecting people to come to an environment that they're not familiar with. And this initiative is all about that trust and and the people and where it's been delivered.
I love that, ladies, and a big massive madasi. A big thank you to you both for coming into the studio. This won't be the last conversation that we're going to be having with our two wahine tohe, speaking in regards to, you know, protecting yourself, but also protecting your whānau, and also asking questions. And I think that's the bulk of the kōrero for today, is asking the questions. You know, is your child immunized? What's and we're going to take some more content after this interview as well, so that you can actually see there's no filter, there's no I would say, you know, when you do an interview, it's scripted. we're here, a real woman, real information coming here just to really get our community connected to what is provided as well. So thank you so much, ladies. Also, we will be sharing more content via the links. And if you want a copy of this interview, you can jump on the Be About It Show Instagram page, Facebook page, and also on Planet FM. And you can copy the link and just listen to the corridor. We're also on Spotify as well, which comes on today at 5 p.m. So if you want to have the link, we'll be posting it on all our social media platforms. And that is us for today. I just also have to give so much love to these two schools right now that are going through, it's kind of like a open day for, you know, coming into school. So there's De La Salle College, and then also there's also Mangere College as well. So massive love to you all. Keep being beautiful, and happy Wednesday, whānau.